The Living in Pursuit podcast presents Ignite Your Influence webinar. Learn how to ignite your influence God's way. This free webinar is for kingdom entertainers and entrepreneurs that want to become effective in their online ministries and learn how to properly equip the body of Christ with their God-given influence and gifting. This webinar will offer a prophetic word of activation. We will be taking a look at kingdom influencers listed in the Bible and learn from their blueprint, their experience, and their journey of influence. Ignite your voice, ignite your gifts, and ignite your influence with this free Ignite Your Influence webinar. You can go to www.igniteyourinfluence.live, not .com, .live, and sign up today. It will be on November 19th, 2021 at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't miss this open window. Don't miss the information that is about to be given to you. Do not miss this word of activation. God literally is doing something. He's speaking. He's allowing us to be equipped before the influence comes. He's allowing us to get prepared. And during this open window, we have to learn as much as we can so that we can ignite our influence God's way. So make sure you sign up today. Tell a friend, share this podcast episode, and go to igniteyourinfluence.live. Girl, look. Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own
personal. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Look, I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting excited. Like, God has literally been speaking, like, so loudly and so frequently and consistently these past couple of days, and I'm just excited for what God is about to do in this world, in the body of Christ, with entrepreneurs, entertainers, people in media, people in government. Like, it's a lot of things that is about to shift. It's a lot of things that God has been speaking in this season, in this hour. So I really hope that you all are prepared for what is about to go down. The Ignite Your Influence webinar is this Friday. It will be at 7 o'clock p.m. It will be a live webinar. So a few of you all have signed up already. Shout out to y'all. But I think I kind of need to clarify who this webinar is for. When I say kingdom entrepreneurs and kingdom entertainers, I'm literally talking about anyone that has a gift that they want to express and ignite and put out there in the world. So by entertainer, if you're an aspiring actor, aspiring singer, if you're a journalist, if you're a writer, if you want to put out a book, if you want to put out some type of work for the body of Christ, then this webinar is for you as well. If you're an entrepreneur, if you have something of value that you want to put out there in the world, then this webinar is for you as well. This is really more so for creatives, people that offer a service or some type of product or some type of just value. Whether you're an evangelist and you want to just learn how to ignite your influence in the community that you have on social media or in your church or whatever. If you're in a season where God is telling you to become more bold in your faith and become more obedient and consistent with evangelizing and bringing people closer to God, then this webinar is for you as well. Like I said, it will be November 19th. It will be this Friday. I will be closing registration that afternoon on Friday the 19th. So make sure you all just sign up. And yeah, we're going to have a great time. So this morning, as I was waking up at about like 6:30 in the morning, I kept hearing, bless the work of my hands, or bless my work, bless the work of my hands, whatever I'm doing in this season for God's people or for God, whatever I'm doing, bless the work of my hands. And it reminded me of the scripture, Ephesians 2:10. And it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. A lot of us have a lot of gifts. We have a lot of good works, a lot of things that we want to place and put out there in the world, but we just don't know how. We don't know where to start. We don't know what avenues to take. We don't know what that vehicle is. So a lot of what we're going to be dealing with in this webinar is really understanding your gifts and understanding your assignment, understanding who your gifts are for, who specifically your gifts are for, who will be most affected and served by your gifts and by your influence. So yeah, I'm excited. Y'all go sign up, igniteyourinfluence.live. And yeah, I think that was the morning announcements. I think those were the morning announcements. Let's go ahead and get into the good news. This good news is brought to you by blackbusiness.com. 37-year-old founder of Black-owned trucking company grows to $4 million in revenue in 3 years. First of all, sir, what? Fleeting, a fleet management services company founded by 37-year-old Black entrepreneur Pierre Leguero. Is now one of the fastest growing trucking companies in the U.S., having profited nearly $4 million within just 3 years since it started. Leguero, who is from Haiti, moved to the U.S. when he was 15 years old. Back then, he dreamed of becoming a neurologist, but he decided not to pursue it. Eventually, he learned about trucking, which he said served as his escape. For 12 years, Leguero worked as a truck driver and operator, and that's when he saw some issues such as lack of transparency between truck owners and drivers. In 2018, he founded Fleeting, a platform that connects shippers, truck owners, and drivers with hopes to bring solutions. Since then, Fleeting has been helping revolutionize the trucking company using technology. The company also aims to address the shortage of truck drivers and offers training for the formerly incarcerated and underprivileged people, men or women, to get a commercial driver's license. Most recently, Fleeting has received a seed round investment of $500,000 from Kyrie Irving, NBA superstar, and founder of a new consulting firm, KAI 11 Consulting, and Lockstep Ventures. For more information, visit fleeting.us. or go to blackbusiness.com. I will link the articles that I speak about on this platform in the show notes. So if you guys want to go ahead and read the rest of this article or find some more context, go to blackbusiness.com or look at that article in the description notes. So yeah, that is so cool. I love to see it. See these black men rising above oppression, rising above the man, rising above the system. I love to see it. But anyway, that was this segment of the good news. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. So if you can tell by the title, today we are going to be talking about your following is going to change. Your following is going to change. And when I mean following, I mean your supporters, the people that started with you, maybe your family, maybe the people that knew of your entrepreneurship, knew of your gifts, knew that you were living this completely new lifestyle, this new transformative lifestyle of, you know, talking about God and, you know, things like that. All of the new things that you've kind of started doing. The people that have kind of witnessed this transformation, the people that are drawn to you, the people that you will have influence over. Your following is about to change because you're changing. We've been talking a lot about influence, and it's no doubt that God wants to, of course, prepare us for that, but he also wants us to prepare mentally. To prepare to lose some people along the way, to prepare to be able to open up ourselves to the understanding of a new audience, new influence, new supporters. A lot of times, even as entrepreneurs, we are so comfortable with the following that we have, the supporters that we have, the customers that we have, that we kind of don't create systems and don't create plans around bringing new people in. And we never really have a plan for that. We just kind of curate this space for the people that we already know, the people that we already are familiar with, the people that have been down with us. But God is saying your influence is going to change because a lot of the people that you are trying to bring along this journey with you, a lot of the people that you are helping to cultivate now, they're comfortable with where they are. A lot of people don't want to grow. Okay, a lot of people have yet to accept the calling on their lives. So it's kind of like you've been in this space where you're pulling people along. You're trying to get people to, you know, buy your products, or you're trying to get people to listen to your platform. You're trying to get people to understand what you're doing and what God is doing in your life. And you're trying to bring these people along the way. And these people aren't, or some of these people aren't growing. They're not growing with you. They're stagnant. They're stuck. They're comfortable with where they are. They're comfortable with what they have. And they aren't visionaries. They can't see beyond the now. And for a lot of us, the chosen ones, we've been talking about, you know, the chosen ones and how God is literally allowing us to be the pioneers, allowing us to be the first, allowing us to be the first in our families. We are visionaries. And the more we dive deep into the word of God, the more we endure the process of transformation, a lot of things are going to start to change. A lot of people are going to start to change. A lot of your processes are going to change. A lot of your structure, what you've built thus far, is about to change, whether that's a business structure or whether that's just a system that you've created for your life. A lot of that is about to change because the people around you are about to show you who they are. They're about to show you how they feel about you. They're about to show you what they think of your growth. They're about to show you in their actions how they view the ever changing and ever evolving you. Because not only do you endure the process of transformation, but the work of your hands, what you're building, what you're believing in God for, a lot of that is going to grow with you. So a lot of things that you're about to start implementing in your life, a lot of boundaries, hello, that you're about to start creating in your life, people are not going to understand that. People are going to think that you're switching things up. People are going to prefer the old you and the old way of how you've dealt with them or how you've dealt with your business. And that's going to cause people to resist you. And God is saying, your following is about to change because now I am about to start bringing people in your life that are going to help you excel, that are going to help you ignite your influence, who are going to help you cultivate your gifts and cultivate and execute and get you closer to the vision, closer to where God is in your life. God is about to start bringing in people who are going to support you, people who need your influence, people who need your business, people who need these changes that you are about to endure. And God is saying, prepare for that. And we're going to get into a little bit of Bible. I wrote down some things the other day. God actually been speaking to me about this for a couple of days now, but we're going to get into some Bible. The first thing that I wrote down was, it's time to get off the milk. It's time to get off the milk. And really that goes for the body of Christ too. We're so used to the prosperity gospel, they say. We're so used to pastors and preachers and leaders babying us that they're not going deep into the things of God. They're not changing with the times. They're not in the flow of what God is doing right now. And God is saying, it's time to get off the milk. It's time to mature. It's time to grow. It's time to go deeper in the things of God. It's time to go deeper into your word. It's cool that you know verses. It's cool that you know scriptures and you know the common things, the popular things that all of the pastors or some of the pastors are talking about. Like, that's cool. But God is saying, if you want this blessing, if you want influence, if you want to go deeper in me, you have to go deeper in my word. You have to seek me before you seek pastors, before you seek prophets. You have to know me. You have to know God in such a way. Your relationship with God has to deepen and it has to increase in this time. And a lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people are cool with just listening to an inspirational word. And the word that some of these pastors and leaders are teaching, it only inspires you, but it doesn't transform you. And God is saying it's time to really go deep into this process of transformation, because if you look at in the Bible, every time God used somebody, they had a deep relationship with God. They were always connected to him. They didn't move unless God told them to move. They didn't say anything unless God told them to say something. And a lot of times we don't want to take that responsibility. We don't want to go deeper into the things of God for whatever reason. But God is saying, if you want this, what I'm about to release, you have to go deeper, and this has to be your lifestyle. This isn't just going to be something that, you know, you're inspired by. This is something that you're literally going to change and transform your life with. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2, this is Paul addressing Apostle Paul. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on his name. Apostle Paul addressing the church in Corinth. It says, brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. So a lot of the things that he was saying to this particular group of people, he met them where they were. The people in Corinth at this church, they were sexually misbehaving. They were suing one another in public courts. They were abusing the communal meal. Like, they were just in the world. They were doing whatever they wanted to do. And he addressed them as if he was walking them into their transformation. He was walking them into the things of God. He was trying to open up their eyes in a way that they would be able to understand. But what he's saying now is, now that I've done that, now that I've given you a little Bible, now that I've given you a little revelation, a little testimony, at this point, you should want God for yourself. At this point, you should be going deeper. At this point, you should want more. At this point, I should be able to be going deeper with you. At this point, your understanding and your maturity should be changing. At this point, we should be getting further along the way than where we initially were. If we drop down to verse 10, it says, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." So basically he's saying, I've laid the foundation. I've given you the tools. I've given you the scriptures. I've given you the Bible. I've given you the preachings. I've given you the materials that you needed. But now it's time to go deeper, because I'm not the one that's going to continue to build it. I'm not the one that's going to continue to build this foundation for you. I'm not going to be able to hold your hand anymore. That's not my job anymore. By the grace of God, he's given me this job for this specific group of people. But right now, now that you're maturing now at this, by now, at this stage in your life and in your spirituality, in your relationship with God, he's the one that's about to build upon that foundation. And instead of me walking you through that process, you have to walk yourself through that process. Period. Paul say, look, I gave you what I gave you. I gave you the milk. You know what I'm saying? I laid the foundation as a wise builder. Now someone else is going to build on it. But each one should build with care. You have to be intentional. You have to be intentional with what God is telling you to do. You have to be intentional with going deeper and building your own relationship with God. You can't look to me anymore. So now that I've given you these steps, now that I've given you this strategy, now that I've given you this milk, this start, it's time for you to build upon it. So another verse that God told me to go to is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 3. And it says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." So let me ask you this question. Do you still need milk, or are you ready for the solid food? Like, are you still a baby in Christ? After all of this time, after all of these years, after all of these teachings, after all of these podcast episodes, after all of these experiences and situations that God has allowed you to go through, do you still need milk? Or are you ready for the solid food? It says in verse 13, "For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is still a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." The mature, the trained ones are the ones who have discernment enough to know that God wants me to go deeper. He doesn't want me to continue to listen to this person. He doesn't want me to continue to keep doing this. He doesn't want me to continue to be in this cycle. He wants more for me. So I have to do more. I have to put in more work. God is saying it's time to get off the milk. And if you're a leader, and if you have people that you coach, people that you train, by now, they should have some results. By now, the people that you are influencing right now, they should have some results. All of these podcast episodes, I'm coming up on almost 80 podcast episodes. If you've been with me from the beginning up until now, you should have some type of maturity. You should even be craving some type of solid food from me. We started off with milk. We started off with the simple things, the basic principles, the basic teachings of God, how to hear from God, how to get in your word, how to study, how to take notes, all of those things. That's the basic things. But now you should be ready for more. You should be ready for revelation. You should be ready to go deeper. You should know who you are in Christ by now. You should know your true identity. You should know who God is by now. You should know that he's a way maker. You should know that he's a provider. You should know how his character is. You should know how God can operate now. You should know that. So much so that you should begin to be the teachers. You should be out here teaching other people how to, like, it's a process. This whole time, the solid food is literally the results of the process that you've endured. Now it's time for you to teach other people that process, people who were at the level that you were at a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. You should be able to start teaching them, babes in Christ, people who don't really know no better, people who are still in the world, people who want to learn more about God, people who want to do better. You should be able to meet them where they are as the influencer and begin to teach them the process of what you've endured, the process that you had to go through to learn more about God, to learn more about how to pray fervently, to learn more about different levels of your maturity and understanding of God. You should be the teachers now. You should be growing and maturing. The people that once knew you, if they really committed to you and if they really were your supporters and they were really serious about their relationship with God and they were really serious about why they initially started following you, they should be able to see their progress through you. They should be able to see or recognize, dang, I've been listening to this podcast for about what? I've been following this person for about how long? And I'm still unable to do this, or I'm still unable to do that, or I've been going to this church for years and I'm still, like, it's time to analyze where you are in your relationship with God. It's time to check the results. It's time to check the fruit. Have you bared any fruit? Has the person that you've listening, that you've been listening to, the leadership that you've been under, have they been producing some fruit? Like, it's time to get off the milk, God says. So back to my notes. Your following is changing. I was editing the interviews this past weekend for the podcast episode with Gia Peppers and my second interview that's coming out tomorrow. So I was editing them and God started speaking to me and he said, the people who started with you won't end with you. The people who you once influenced won't be influenced by you anymore. And I'm like, dang, God, why? He said, because you're elevating to another level. You're going into a different space and some people cannot handle that. They wanted you to stay small. They wanted you to stay at their level of understanding. They wanted you to keep feeding them milk. They wanted to stay at the basic level. They never expected you to grow. They never expected you to go deep. They just thought that you started this podcast or this teaching, this Bible study, this Instagram page, this platform. They thought that you just started this because everybody else was doing it and it's trendy and you were just gonna, you know, do this for a little while and you were just gonna fall off. But no, now they recognizing, oh, she really serious. Oh, they really serious with this. Oh, this whole God thing is real. Oh, like, you know, if I stay the course, if I'm consistent in learning more about God and getting in my word and really living this lifestyle that I say I want to live, oh, things are gonna start changing for real, for real. And God just started saying, like, they never thought or wanted you to surpass them. A message for the entrepreneurs up until this point. And I really look, God is really doing something with entrepreneurs right now, like kingdom entrepreneurs, kingdom influencers. Like, he's really doing something in the business space, and entrepreneurs are influencers as well in their businesses. They have the potential to influence a specific audience, a specific clientele, to reach results, kingdom results. So he's doing a lot within entrepreneurship right now. So the message for you, us entrepreneurs, is up until this point, the people you've tried to sell to or convince to buy your products or services from you are not your target audience. Some of us started our ministries with the following of our past, meaning the people we grew up with, the people we went to school with, the family members who never went to church and can't understand why you are so holy, the people who already didn't like you but still kept up with your progress. God says, don't be discouraged, because again, he's sending you the clients. Oh, I don't know who that was for. Ooh, God say he's sending you the clients. He's sending you the right people to help you cultivate your gifts and help you bring your vision to life. He's moving some people out of the way so that he can place some people in your path, in their place. Don't worry about who overlooked you. Don't worry about who left you behind or who didn't believe in your dream or your vision. He's sending the right ones to you. God's saying, don't worry about the people that didn't sign up for your webinar. They're not ready to go deep. Don't worry about the people who didn't buy your products. They're not ready to go deep. Don't worry about the people who didn't come to your Bible studies or didn't come to your trainings or who didn't want to pay the price that you set. God say they not ready. They still on the milk. I'm going to send you some people who are in the deep things of me, who really need what you have, who really need your influence, who really needs what you have. I'm about to send those people to you. So stop worrying about your current following, because your following is about to change. Also, another thing, God says your price is your price, period. I don't know who that's for. Your price is your price. If some people don't want to pay, I'll send you the ones who will. Everything you have to offer has value. The people around you just don't value it. Ooh, let me say that again. Let me say that. Everything you have to offer, whether that's your gifts, your services, your product, everything that you've done in my name, hello, every Bible study, everything that you've researched in my name, everything, all that time you spent in my word, all that time you spent in my presence, whatever thing that you came out of as a result from that, that's of value. And if the people that you're targeting, the people that the following that you have right now, if they don't value it, God say stop worrying about them people. Your following is about to change. Stop trying to convince people to like you. You're already made in his image. What do you have to prove? You'll be liked by whoever and whenever, as long as you like you, as long as God likes you. That's all that matters. The influence you are about to gain is not about you anyway. It's for a bigger purpose. But what we not gonna do, what we not gonna do is get sucked into this people-pleasing mindset that tells us and fuels us to try to get people to accept us. Basically, God is saying, stop begging. Stop begging. 25 says, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. God say, I've never left you hanging. I've never not provided for you. What you begging for? You don't have to beg people to like you. You don't have to beg people to buy your products. You don't have to beg people to support you. You don't have to keep expressing over and over and over and over to these people who don't even value what you have. God says, I'm about to send you the people who are going to value you and value what you have to offer. So I have a few points. I have 3 points and I'm gonna try to get through them as quickly as possible because we already at 35 minutes. Oh, what's going on? So first point, you will not be respected or honored by the ones closest to you. Mark chapter 6, verse 4, the NLT version. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. The Amplified version says, Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, respect, except in his own hometown and among his relatives and in his own household. That's why some of you have to move. We've been speaking about this. Like, some of you have to move. Your ministry has outgrown your surroundings. Hello. Your intellect and spiritual gifts are suffocating because of the people you are around. That's why when you talk about God and when you go deep into the revelation and knowledge of what God is doing in your life, they can't understand it. I think it's in season 2. I have an episode called Being Misunderstood. And we talk about the feeling of being misunderstood when it seems like nobody can understand your gifts and the calling on your life. You didn't even understand it. Like, it took us some time to understand what God was doing. But now that you have a revelation, God is saying it's time to wipe your feet and move on. Hello. Matthew 10. Jesus sends out the 12 disciples. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go onto the road of the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the lepers. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not carry any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the road or second tunic or sandals or staff, for the worker is worthy of his provisions. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy there and stay at this house until you move on. As you enter the home, greet its occupants. If the home is worthy, let your peace rest on it. But if it is not, let your peace return to you. I hope y'all connecting the dots. I hope y'all are connecting the dots. I hope y'all listening. And if anyone will not welcome you or heed your words, heed your services, heed your offers, heed your influence, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. God say, don't worry about it. Move on. Go to the next. I'm sending you out. I'm sending you out to do my will. I'm sending you out to do my work. I'm sending you out to do good works in my name. I'm sending you out to promote that business. I'm sending you out to promote those offers. If it is not welcomed, the words that you speak in God's name, if it's not welcomed, dust off your feet. Shake it off. Move on to the next town. Point number 2, not every seed will grow. My God. Matthew chapter 13. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down while all the people stood on the shore. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was sowing, some seed fell along the path. And the birds came and devoured it. some fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun rose, the seedlings were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the seedling. Still other seed fell on good soil and produced a crop, 100-fold, 60-fold, or 30-fold. He who has ears, let them hear. My God. So I'm glad that I have this study Bible, because sometimes when Jesus be speaking in parables, I be like, what? Run it back. I need some more context. So as I read in the study Bible, the context below it, or the concordances are talking about, it says this parable should encourage spiritual farmers, those who teach, preach, and seek to lead others to the Lord, to keep working, even though all their listeners do not respond to the gospel. My God, the farmer sowed good seed, but not all the seed sprouted. Even the plants that grew had varying yields. Don't be discouraged if you do not always see results as you faithfully teach the word. Belief cannot be forced. My God. Teaching others about God's good news does not follow a mathematical formula. Rather, God using your words to plant seeds of faith in others is a miracle of His Holy Spirit. Human ears hear many sounds, but there is a deeper kind of listening that results in spiritual understanding. My God. When speaking in parables, Jesus was not hiding truth from sincere seekers, because those who were open to spiritual truth understood the illustrations. So what I read before, I just explained to you what I read, you already got it. Like, it already resonated with you. But if you still on milk, you ain't understand what I was saying. If you not deep, if you didn't get what I was saying, you ain't going deep enough. Anyway, it says to others, they were merely stories with perhaps good moral messages, but no transformative meaning. So your following is about to change. Entrepreneurs, entertainers, journalists, people that are spreading the good news, evangelists, people that are talking about God and going deeper in the things of God. Your following is about to change. God is about to send you the right support. He's about to send you the people that want to go deep with you, or the people that are already going deep. He wants to connect you with them, because we go from glory to glory. We don't stay at a particular level when we're in the process of transformation, when we're in the process of learning about God and actually having a relationship with God. If you were in a stagnant relationship with somebody, like, let's talk about physically. If you was in a stagnant relationship with somebody, and y'all stayed at the same level for years, how is that gonna make you feel? How is that, like, how are you going to be able to enjoy the relationship if you're stuck at level one? We're supposed to go deeper and deeper, and we're supposed to grow more in love with God. We're supposed to be more intentional with God, intentional with our purposes. It's not okay to just stay at level one. Man, look, your following is about to change. Your clients are about to change. The people you influence are about to change. Point number three, and this is my last point, focus on the assignment. Keep doing what God has told you to do. Keep saying what God has called you to say. Don't pay attention to the naysayers. Don't pay attention to the people that aren't supporting you. You are different. Not everyone can handle what God is doing in your life. Hello. Everyone can't handle their own transitions, their own changes in their life. Have you ever been going through the same thing as somebody, but the only difference is they struggling in their situation, but you're getting through your situation and you end up coming out on top, prospering? And look, the real difference is everybody not going through the process. They trying to run from it. They trying to skip steps. They're trying to do things the easy way. They trying to take the safer route. But not you. Not us. You made a decision to get through this thing. You made a real commitment with God and brought everything you had to the altar, and you got healed. They didn't bring everything to God. They didn't make any sacrifices like you did. They didn't go through the process. They didn't even draw near to God. They tried to watch a couple of sermons and still have sex on the side. Not you. Not us. You gave it all up. You tried your hardest to stay pure. You tried your hardest to change. You made a couple of mistakes along the way. Okay, cool. You fell a couple of times, but you got back up. You didn't let the disappointment defeat you. They didn't. They stayed there. You different. You're different. Point blank, period. And that's why God is about to bless you. That's why God is about to give you more influence. That's why God is about to do a new thing in your life. He not waiting on people to get it together no more. Like, at this point, in this open window, you either with it or you gonna miss it. So sign up for the free webinar. Like, we about to ignite your influence, baby. We about to get you right for the kingdom. We about to tap, tap, tap in. We about to go higher. We about to get spiritually fed. We about to go deeper. We about to get better. We not going back. We not going back to the bondage. We not going back to our old ways. We about to get prepared so we can take the people who want to change too. We gonna take them with us. And that's on God. So I know that there's a lot of changes happening within my life, within the Living in Pursuit podcast, within just my spiritual growth. I know that there's a lot of change. I know that there's a lot of, you know, what is she doing? What is this? What is this new segment on the podcast? What is this new persona? What is this new attitude? What is this new boldness? Who is she? Oh my God, what is happening here? I want the old Drea. I want the old such and such. I want them to go back to their old ways. I ain't going back. We about to go harder, okay? We about to go harder in this journey of pursuit. We about to stop living in fear, for real, and start living in pursuit, for real. We off the milk now, baby. Hello? I don't even like milk like that. Give me something else. Tired of drinking this. I'm tired of drinking this same thing. Like, give me something else. You got any flavor? You got some coffee? You got something, like, you know, with a little bit of in it? You got some seasoning for me? Like, I'm tired of this milk. Give me some food. So, yeah, y'all, I love y'all. Make sure you share this podcast episode. Make sure you sign up for the free Ignite Your Influence webinar. Go to igniteyourinfluence.live. Look, we going in Friday. There's a prophetic message that God gave me. And, baby, you need to be in the building. Like, stop playing. So, yeah, I love y'all. Make sure y'all share, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, leave something. Let the people know that you're enjoying this series. Let people know that you're enjoying this podcast. And let's go deeper, baby. I'm going to talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.